Good morning, Martha.
Good morning.
Where are you this morning?
We are just south of Prescott, Wisconsin. We're camping on the Wisconsin side. So we're just south of where the St. Croix River feeds into the Mississippi. And we're headed through Lake Pepin today and shooting for Wabasha.
Good for you. So you just hit Wisconsin on Tuesday?
Yeah, we arrived and we reached the Wisconsin border after we went through our first lock. About a mile after that, we saw Wisconsin in the distance.
So how was the first lock?
It was great. We were prepared with some seat cushions on the side because people had told us that you might bang into the wall with the turbulent water, but it was super calm. We were really excited, enthusiastic when we showed up, and we pulled a long rope, and a man spoke back to us on a speakerphone and said, wait about 10 minutes for the green light. And so there was a stoplight in front of us, and when it turned green, we paddled forward through the opening doors, and then we went down about 12 feet, and it went really slowly. It was no problem at all. And then the door started to open at the other end, and we paddled out.
Wow, cool. So you spent the weekend in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, we stopped there. We arrived on Friday and then took off on Monday morning so that we could meet with some schools on our way out. So we met up with a group called Wilderness Inquiry, and there were maybe 30 or 40 students who got to ask us some questions and check out all of our gear and our boats. And it was great to meet some kids right on the river.
So were those teens or grade school or a combination?
They were, I believe, maybe fifth through eighth graders, middle school kids.
Very cool. So that was the first group that you met up with, first school group?
Yeah. And we also, I Skyped with a teacher in Idaho from the stern of the boat while I was paddling as we paddled into Minneapolis on Friday, which was pretty simple to do. So we're hoping to do more of that with teachers who are capable of video chatting with one of us from a phone on the river.
Oh, that is cool.
Yeah.
So were the students mostly intrigued by, oh my gosh, you're doing this and, you know, show me what it takes and what your gear is like? Or were they interested in the river itself?
Some of them asked questions about what if you tip or what if a animal comes by at the campsite? And other kids were more curious about what food we're eating and how long we're going. A lot of them couldn't believe that we're out here for 80 days. So I think they were glad to meet us and see us and share stories about their camping times and hear about what we had to say.
Very cool. So has anybody tipped?
Nope. We had a little bit of a headwind yesterday and a few crossings of wider parts of the river, but we are really cautious and we stick together and have good ways of communicating from boat to boat. So we're doing just fine in terms of wavy weather, wavy conditions.
So how do you communicate from boat to boat?
We have paddle signals, and we also make sure that if there's a slower boat, perhaps they have more weight or in the boat, we make sure that another boat sticks back with that slower boat, and we frequently group up all five boats along the river and wait for everyone to gather up. And so the paddle signals that we use are if a paddle goes straight up, you mean you're okay. And if a paddle is being held horizontally, that means you're not okay. And then we also have whistles, but we haven't used those yet.
So who are you sharing the river with these days, Martha, both wildlife and human?
We've still seen some bald eagles and some good bird species. And yesterday we stopped at a dock that looked a little rickety, but we decided we wanted some lunch, so we pulled over at a dock, and nobody appeared to be home at the small house behind it. But as we were finishing up lunch, two men came out, and they were really fascinating people. One of them was, he just became inducted into the Minnesota Hall of Fame for boxing, and he had a 20-plus year of boxing, and now he, his buddy owns this property where we were, and there's a really fascinating cave that was excavated by the Army Corps of Engineers in order to store gunpowder. And later, more recently, it was used for a distillery. And this man hopes to someday open up a restaurant right on the river and own the property someday from his friend who currently owns it. And it was really great to talk to them. We were able to interview them and hear good stories about the river.
It makes me think, Martha, that the overall arching plan, among others, is that a documentary will come of this expedition. And so were those conversations videoed, and can you imagine that folding into the story?
Yeah, we were just talking last night about the documentary, and we've gotten so much footage and met really fascinating people. It will take a lot of work to sort through all that footage. Once the trip has come to an end in New Orleans. But yeah, we hope to intertwine all of the stories that we've heard. Maybe some of them will overlap a little bit, but we're definitely excited and pleased with how many people we've met so far.
I know that you're talking with people, some are Skyping a bit, have started that along the way. Are you crew members and your videographer also documenting some of the paddling, you know, as you're moving through the water?
Yeah, we are trying to be better about blogging more frequently, and we've committed to doing more video blogs, especially for the schools to keep up on, and asking them questions that we are curious about and we want them to follow up with. So, for example, asking, last week we blogged about a bug we saw, but no one knew what kind of bug it was, and so we want to be doing more of that. So look out on our blog, which is on our website, and we'll be doing more text blogging and also trying to do as many video blogs during the week as possible so that people can keep following us day by day.
So did you discover what that bug's name is, its identity?
Yeah, it's actually a nymph, and it will eventually hatch into a dragonfly.
There you go. Excellent.
Yeah.
So still hard to find enough hours in the day to do everything you need to do to reach your goal and get sleep and eat?
We were able to manage and find enough time to get most things done. I think the trickiest part is the technology aspect of the trip and being able to have enough power from our solar charger or camping in a place where there is power. I'd say about less than 50% of the campsites we stay at have power. So we are trying to keep up with all the technology updates.
So does a little part of you sort of think, wow, it would be great to be paddling with this team and be free of the responsibility of that communication?
Yeah, it's definitely a challenge that I haven't really had before. I've never really had this much technology on a trip before, but it's awesome to be able to share what we're experiencing as best we can with all of our followers. So one of our big aims of this trip is that people are able to learn through our experience, even if they aren't experiencing this trip firsthand. Some adventure learning.
Adventure learning. I like that. Very good. The weather, I know last time we talked to you, it had one storm that at least got you cold, or some of you remember it's cold. Have you had some stormy weather?
Not since we left the Twin Cities. We had a beautiful day on Monday and Tuesday. It rained while we were in the Twin Cities, and I think the forecast for the next few days is supposed to be nice and sunny and hopefully calm winds.
So you said that you're waking up earlier these days. Are you trying to make up a little time for if people like me don't slow you down?
It's mostly because the sun has been setting much earlier, and we're anticipating daylight savings happening soon, so we decided to wake up with the sun and not worry about the time of the day.
So who is your wake-up person? Does everyone sort of bounce up, or do you have one main perky person when the sun rises?
We rotate the cooking crew, so whoever's on breakfast, a team of two, will wake up. And once they wake up, they head out and start cooking breakfast while the rest of the team packs up their sleeping bag and tents. So once people start rustling in the tents, other people wake up. Most people have alarms on their watches.
So you don't really need a bell or a camp call?
No, although we do have a cowbell attached to one of the boats, the piece of trash we found along the way.
Has there been a lot of trash?
Yeah, we noticed there's more, I was calling it everyday trash, after we passed through the Twin Cities. Before, we didn't really see many wrappers or soda bottles or cans. But now we're seeing more of that everyday trash. And beforehand, it was simply, or mostly, like big pieces of trash that had been on the banks for a while, maybe like an old sink or old chair, different kind of trash.
Yeah, trash you would like not to see, huh?
Mm-hmm.
So just tell me what the river looks like this morning and how many miles, perhaps you don't know exactly how many miles you guys are in.
I opted out of our map talk this morning, so I'm not sure what our exact mileage is for today, but we're going from Prescott to Wabasha, and right now the river is pretty calm. There's a very gentle headwind. We, for the first time, are seeing the channel markers, which is a series of red and green buoys that mark the channel for the barges. We've only passed a few barges that were motoring through upstream on the river, and so we had a barge talk and are cautious about not being in the channel, and if we have to cross that channel, we do it together as a group. But the river is full of trees. We're camping on a sandy beach that we're about to head out from, and it's pretty wide, but not too wide, and it's going to get wider later today as we go through Lake Pepin.
Martha, lovely as usual.
Thanks.
Have
it was fun to talk with you, Susan.
Have a fab.
And everyone else who's listening, thanks for listening and checking in.
And have a fabulous paddle today.
We will.
Talk to you later.
Until next week.
Okay, take care.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.